Jenny Dixon is a wildlife biologist with the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. She says white nose syndrome is a fungus that makes bats wake up during the middle of their winter hibernation.
You see bats coming out of hibernation early. Bats out in the snow or clinging to the side of a building during, you know, the worst possible weather in February. They're trying to find food, and unfortunately, because they eat insects, and we don't have a lot of insects out and about in the wintertime, they're usually unsuccessful.
The bats usually starve or freeze to death. One bat species, the northern long-eared bat, used to be common in Connecticut before most were killed by white nose syndrome.
That's a bat that was once found in all 169 towns in Connecticut. Now it's a bat that is extremely rare. You know, it's a species that's been virtually eliminated from our landscape.
Dixon says DEEP hasn't seen any northern long-eared bats since 2013. She says there's no cure for white nose syndrome. She says she hopes to get more ideas on how to protect bats and other threatened wildlife before the state puts its conservation plan into place in October. The plan is open for public comment until August 21st. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.